Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in Pensacola. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. And Chris, we've got a pretty loaded slate as always, but we're going to get started swinging pretty early, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. We're going to join Todd Payne, of course, Assistant Airport Director over at PNS. We're going to be talking to him about some of the recognition the airport has just received, and we'll be waiting on him. Is he with us today?
Yeah, we got him.
Hey, Todd, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Very good.
You know, I was just sitting here. This is one of my rituals when I come into the studio. I flip up and I put the PNS board on, and you guys have a beautiful schedule today. No cancellations or delays throughout the afternoon.
That's an ideal situation, and the weather's gorgeous. A little chill in the air today, actually.
Yeah, it's absolutely too cold for me. If I want to get cold, I usually go to a Circle K beer room or so and sit in there for a few minutes.
But... Or any of the local restaurants with very powerful air conditioning.
Isn't that the truth. Isn't that the truth? Hey, listen, the reason I wanted to hook up with you, and thanks again for your time today.
Sure.
Pensacola International achieved record-breaking passenger traffic this fiscal year, serving over 3 million passengers. What do you attribute that to, Todd?
I think it comes down to the combination of demand. You know, we have a great residential base here, business base, military, and then we have tourism, which comes in, obviously. And we're covering a vibrant community, that includes multiple counties, and not the least of which is Pensacola's growth and demand. We're in a good spot, and you know, relative to other airports in the region, we're the largest airport between New Orleans and Jacksonville,
wow,
and even down to Tampa.
That's amazing.
Which is great, yeah. And the airlines like it here. They're happy. The airport's efficient. You know, it's a good place for them to fly and grow, and I think we'll continue to grow.
You know, Pensacola International seeing a 104% growth rate over the past 10 years. You must be doing something right. Is it the addition of maybe I'll give you an example, Breeze Airways. They bring a new dimension for service down to the Tampa market, things like that. We've got a lot of specialty airlines that are fulfilling the needs of some of these cities that were not serviced before but are serviced now.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a matter of breadth, right? Because not one airline doesn't do it for everybody, but right, we have three different airline models that operate here, from the legacies, American, Delta, United. You could argue Southwest is in that group now. You've got low cost, which is typically a Southwest thing. That's what they promote. And then you've got the ultra low costs and the Spirit and the Frontier and the Breeze. So, yeah, and then we have small aircraft flying within the state. We're in a good space. We've got a nice wide breadth of service that I think people enjoy, and we'll continue to grow that. I think the airlines here are definitely interested in growing their frequencies and potentially markets.
We're speaking to Todd Payne from Pensacola International this afternoon. Todd, just a couple of weeks ago, we watched Hurricane Milton come on shore in Central Florida. At that time, some of the airlines were thinking about repositioning some of their aircraft in Pensacola. Did that ever happen?
It did. We actually had four or five of Silver's turboprops here.
Oh, okay.
On one of the taxiways, all lined up nose to tail. Other than that, I think we had a 757 that was from a charter carrier parked over here, but that was about it. Thankfully, even though it was a terrible storm, it was in and out, so they could get those aircraft back into position as soon as the storm left the state.
It looks like we're maneuvering the parking situation pretty well right now. No new 400 new spaces.
We're excited about
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that is on time to open just prior to Thanksgiving, and we can use them.
You sure could. Listen, Todd Payne, thanks for your time this afternoon. We always appreciate hearing from you. All right,
pleasure.
Todd. You have a great one, okay?
You too.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Okay, Todd Payne from the Pensacola International. And as I mentioned to him just as we were coming on, looking at the board today, no complaints, no cancellations, no delays. Everybody on time, and making a lot of folks out at PNS happy today.
Oh, for sure. And you once again, I've applauded you for this before, Chris, but you've done it once again. Perfectly timed interview, because now it is exactly 4:15. Just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather here. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just looks like some of our usual congestion on the roads here early. I-10, if you're traveling westbound, just getting off of I-110 northbound there. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We do have an accident report on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area. That could be adding to our usual congestion there. But outside of that, just the big hitters. As for the weather, it's 68 degrees in Pensacola currently. We are in the middle of a red flag warning. Tonight's low is going to be 49. And tomorrow, beautiful Thursday, sunny, clear skies, high of 71, low of 52.
Okay, coming up at 5 o'clock today, big, big, big event. It is Fox News. Brett Baer, you know, he anchors the desk. He's the senior host for Fox. We'll be interviewing Kamala Harris.
Yes.
5 o'clock, and you will hear it live on News Radio 92.3.
And also, later in the 5 o'clock hour, around 5:30, we do have a pair of tickets to give away. I believe it's a pair of tickets. It's always a pair. I don't know why it would only be one ticket. Yes, a pair of tickets to Celtic Thunder performing Odyssey Singer Theater. So we do have details on that. Once again, that will be at 5:30.
Is it a requirement to have your clogger shoes on to go to those things?
No, I don't believe so.
Hear him coming from a mile away. Hey, this is a kind of story, Austin, I really don't like to tell you about, but I'm going to tell you because you deserve to hear it. A search underway for two missing Navy aviators. This happened, their jet crashed in Washington State. Fox's Christian Goodwin has more on this terrible situation.
The U.S. Navy says the Boeing EA-18G Growler aircraft went down east of Mount Rainier Tuesday afternoon during a routine training flight from Naval Air Station Whidbey Island. Multiple search and rescue teams are looking for the two crew members who were on board. Officials explain the cause is under investigation, noting it's unclear if the two were able to eject before the crash, and revealing the squadron had recently returned to the region from a deployment. According to the Navy's website, the aircraft is the most advanced technology in airborne electronic attack and stands as the Navy's first line of defense in hostile environments.
Prayers go
Kristen
out to
Goodwin,
those.
No, sorry. Fox News. Okay,
prayers go out to those Navy aviators.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
I just hate giving stories like that.
Well, understandably so.
But it's something you have to hear. If you're thinking about me buying a home, maybe selling a home, watching those mortgage numbers today, Freddie Mac reporting that 30-year rate steady. It has been increasing over the past couple of days, so watch this. 6.62% borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.07%.
And, of course, next month's election will determine whether recreational marijuana will be legal or illegal in the state of Florida. Amendment 3 is on the ballot. It's going to require a 60% approval to pass. State Representative Alex Andrade says that if it passes, the legislature could still make some regulations regarding its use, such as where it can be smoked and whether people can grow their own cannabis.
What are those commercials? I can smell that. Oh, what's that smell? What's that smell?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know what that smell is?
Well, I'll tell you one smell that I recognize, and that is the smell of Pronto dogs and the smell of machinery. Of course, I'm talking about and the smell of a cow.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the official sign that fall is here, the Pensacola Interstate Fair. It kicks off tomorrow. It opens tomorrow with Dollar Day. That's from 4 to 11 p.m. Admission will be $1 for ages 4 and up. Rides will also be $1 each. And as for entertainment tomorrow, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, running their big lip sync battle on the main stage starting at 7 p.m.
Ooh, okay. Billions of stars tonight. Free light show for you. Free show. Just go out on your patio. But try not to go around maybe lighted areas. Get away from, and that's hard to do in here. But I told you where my preference is. I go out to Pickens Gate, Fort Pickens Gate, and just go right. There's no lights out there. It's perfect, actually. Well, a marvelous night tonight, and Fox's CJ Papa has a report for us.
A tasting menu from the heavens, a supermoon paired with the Chuchin Sun Atlas Comet. October's supermoon is this year's closest at 222,055 miles from Earth. It's the third or fourth of this type of celestial event in 2024. But mixing the comet, NASA's Bill Cook says the moonlight will wash out some of the comet's tail, but it's still worth a look after sunset. A supermoon isn't larger than a regular full moon, but it can appear that way. It occurs when a full lunar phase syncs up with an especially close swing around Earth. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, so you finally got a chance to see that spot. Yeah, about the smelly marijuana.
Yeah,
well, as we were talking about that, we're looking at Fox B-roll, and there it was.
Yeah, right there, right in front of us. And I had never seen the commercial until he brought it up. Yeah, alrighty, 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, there's heightened concern for fires today in parts of North Florida. If you've been outside and feel the weather, you should know why. But nonetheless, we got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, once again, it's just our usual spots, but we do have an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. That's adding to our usual congestion there. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway, I-10, Highway 90, the works. As for the weather, 68 degrees with a low of 49 tonight. Clear skies tomorrow. Going to be sunny and clear. Beautiful Thursday. High of 71, low of 52.
Okay, coming up in 34 minutes, we give it to Fox News. Brent Baer and Kamala Harris will be gracing our airwaves. We're covering that very interesting interview this afternoon. 5 p.m. Fox News Radio 92.3. Join us for that because I know you'll probably be maybe driving home from work or so. Not to miss a thing, crank that radio up. We have it all for you. Right here. We're also keeping a close tab on Invest 94L, which is a disturbance located over the central tropical Atlantic. It is possible that that system may become a tropical depression or maybe even a tropical storm. They're saying it could happen by the weekend. Invest 94L is not a threat to the Gulf of Mexico or the U.S. coastline. In fact, it appears that the Gulf of Mexico may now be closed for business in terms of tropical development. Is strong east to west wind shear has now settled into the Gulf. And that's some pretty good information to share.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the weather and the pros and cons that come with it, there's heightened concern for fires today in parts of North Florida. National Weather Service has a fire weather watch posted for the Big Bend and Eastern Panhandle, but a red flag warning has been issued for the Western Panhandle, touched on that earlier. Cool and dry air will filter into the region with gusty winds, of course, and this leads to elevated and critical fire weather concerns. NWS predicts winds will reach 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour.
I know this isn't your segment for traffic at all, but what's going on behind you? Look at that traffic back there. We're having Is there a transition problem going from the 110 to the 10 freeway? Davis Highway exit.
We do have some increased congestion if you are getting on to the exit. If you're traveling northbound on I-110 and get off on North Davis Highway, is some congestion there. Okay. No confirmation of an accident or anything.
I'm just looking over your shoulder because we got a great shot of that, you know, of the transition road.
And I'm looking at where we are. The congestion reaches right around, yep.
Okay, Fox's Hillary Barsky has details on what makes up a good credit score.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There are five big factors when it comes to your credit score, which includes your payment history, amounts you owe, the length of your credit history, new credit you apply for, and the types of credit you use. Mary Poe, head of consumer education at TransUnion, says payment history is the single most important factor. Poe also adds that the credit utilization ratio is a big one that influences your credit score. Say if you have a $1,000 credit limit and you buy a $900 TV, your utilization rate is 90%. Which shows lenders that you're getting close to the top, making you more of a risk. Poe says to keep the level at or below 30%. Also, having a healthy mix of credit is good. If you have a student loan and a car loan and a credit card, that shows you're balancing both installment and revolving debt. And if you're getting in gear for a big purchase, make sure your credit report is accurate and whether there's a freeze on your report. If there is, you have to unfreeze it before applying for credit. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right. Right now, you know about it. I always hold my breath when I have to go and dig into the okay, what's your credit score?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Do we have to go down that road?
The Small Business Administration is out of money for its disaster loan program after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. President Biden and other Democrats have called on House Speaker Mike Johnson to call Congress back into session to get that done, but Johnson says the matter can wait until Congress returns next month after the election.
Okay, tonight, Northview High School's Fellowship of Christian Athletes hosting Fields of Faith in Tommy Weaver Stadium. That event gets underway 6:30, by the way. Fields of Faith is a national student-led initiative where local students pray with other students on a neutral site, which happens to be the football field.
Very, very well.
There you go. Tap it in tonight.
Also, want to give a bit of a preamble into sports because it's not solely sports related. The judge in the murder trial of Michael Jordan's father asking for the killer's release. In 1996, Judge Gregory Weeks concluded that Daniel Green shot James Jordan in his car on the side of a North Carolina highway during a botched robbery. Now, Weeks says that a forensic blood analyst failed to disclose an important finding. The blood-like substance found in the car may not have belonged to Green.
Okay, you're probably thinking about Powerball, heading home, convenience store. Look, there's a ticket. Should I buy it or should I not? Let me give you some numbers to entice you, by the way. $408 million. works out to $196.3 million. That's your cash option. Heading out the door, they do the drawing, of course, at 10 o'clock this evening. Don't forget about the beautiful moon.
Yes.
And the billions of stars out tonight. It's one of those nights you want to take the lawn chair out and sit in the backyard.
News on Tom Graham. Vice President Harris back in battleground Pennsylvania telling supporters in Washington Crossing.
At stake in this election is the Constitution of the United States, it very self.
An interview with the vice president by Fox News Channel anchor Brett Baer is airing on the channel at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Former President Donald Trump scheduled to hold a town hall hosted by Univision in Miami. Friends, family, and former presidents speaking at a service today for the late Ethel Kennedy, widow of Robert F. Kennedy.
This memorial, it comes 2 days after Ethel Kennedy's funeral mass was held on Cape Cod. Former President Obama shared this.
She was a big dose in a small package.
Ethel Kennedy was a devout Catholic. She married Robert F. Kennedy in 1950 and was widowed by 1968.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. United Airlines' third quarter revenue and earnings topped Wall Street estimates. The airline says it will buy back $1.5 billion worth of shares, its first buyback since before the COVID-19 pandemic. United's fourth quarter earnings estimates came in above analysts' forecasts. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 337, the S&P 500 grew 27, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 51 points. The Department of Agriculture is opening an investigation into the USDA's handling of violations reported at the Boar's Head plant linked to a multi-state listeria outbreak. That outbreak has been linked to 10 deaths across 19 states. Shares of Ulta Beauty slumped today as the company says it sees stiffer competition in the beauty industry. Ulta says it anticipates net sales will range anywhere from $11 to $11.2 billion. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for details. The only team in the AL that could have prevented the Yankees from reaching the World Series this year were the Houston Astros. And once the Astros fell to the Tigers, the Yankees basically had a bye to the Fall Classic. The Yanks quickly took care of the Royals in four games and are already up 2-0 against the Guardians in the ALCS, and I can't see them blowing this lead. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football is back. And what better way to celebrate than winning some cash with Sleeper Picks? Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If your picks are right, you win. You could pick up to eight players to win up to 100 times your money. And Sleeper has a couple huge offers to kickstart the football season. For new users, Sleeper will match your first deposit with up to $100 credit to your account. If you've already played, Sleeper's got discounted player projections for you every week of the season. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be doubled with a credit up to $100. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and use code BLOCK for a credit up to $100 match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be 18 years in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code and other restrictions apply. Visit sleeper.com. Please wager responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair starts this Thursday for 11 big days with Dollar Day. $1 admission and rides. Free shows by Neil McCoy, Aaron Tippin, Chris Jansen, Easton Corbett, Tristan Harper, Twitty and Lynn, Bluffett, a Jimmy Buffett tribute, and White Tie Rock Ensemble. Over 50 giant rides, Midnight Madness, the Sea Lion Splash Show, Livestock Auction, and dozens of free exhibits. Check out daily specials, get half-price admission tickets, and $5 off-ride wristbands in advance only at PensacolaFair.com.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damien McGinty, Emmett Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. Alrighty. So if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway, just past Michigan Avenue, got some backups there. Also got some on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. I-10, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, got some issues there as well. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. A little bit of issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And Navarre Parkway has a lot of congestion if you're traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach, because of an accident report we had in that area earlier this hour. As for the weather, it's 68 degrees with a low of 49 tonight. Do have a red flag warning in effect until 7 p.m., also, tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Thursday. Sunny, clear skies, high of 71, low of 52.
It is the Brett Camaro Show tonight, 5 o'clock here on News Radio 92.3. What am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about. It's that interview.
You just said it.
It's the interview coming up with Kamala Harris. Britt Baer from Fox will be sitting her down, and you can hear that live. So if you're heading home today from work, thank you so much for having us on. Sit back and you can enjoy the interview this afternoon. Weather's going to be perfect for that. Also, fair. Austin was talking about this just a few moments ago.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of last-minute updates on the fairgrounds, but tomorrow, was it 4 o'clock they open up or noon?
4.
Okay,
it's
4 o'clock.
4 to 11.
Yeah, and the weather, like I said, the whole run of the fair, you got it. It's going to be absolutely killer.
Yeah, no, it does look like it's going to be phenomenal, because it is. It's a, let me see if I can pull up here on my script just to recap. If you are interested in going.
And our brothers and sisters from Cat Country are out there, right?
Yes, that too. So it's, the fair opens tomorrow with Dollar Day from 4 to 11 p.m. Admission will be $1 for ages 4 and up.
Nice.
Rides will also be a buck each. And yes, Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, running their big lip sync battle on the main stage starting at 7.
You know, I'm pretty happy about it because I was looking at some B-roll from Channel 3 and they kind of panned across the midway.
Right.
I saw my cotton candy guys there. They're in place.
Yeah, Chris started kicking his feet.
All is good. All is good. They didn't show me the ag building yet, but I'm sure that's coming. So have a good time at the fair. It's going to be weather-wise perfect for your fair, but be safe when you're heading out there.
Oh, for sure. All righty. So we were touching on some of the stuff going around sports, including that situation with Michael Jordan's father, him being murdered back in the day. And now it looks like the convicted killer may be being released, or at least that's what the judge that charged him is asking for. So it was a whole ordeal there. But also, we had ahead of tonight's WNBA Game 3 final, New York Liberty star Breanna Stewart confirmed that her wife received homophobic death threats. At practice Tuesday, Stewart said that they reported the email containing the threats to both the police and the league. Stewart noted that it's terrifying to know people can have such direct access, even though her wife's email is connected to her Instagram. The Liberty Star said that the comments were over the top and they are keeping the league informed so they can employ appropriate security measures.
Whew, that could be frightening, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
It really could. You want to talk about some high school games real quick? Just we can run this down here. Week 9, tomorrow night. I'm thinking, what day is this now? This week has been a blur. It's been so busy.
Tomorrow night, October 17th.
Yeah. Pine Forest at Pace.
I've said it all week, and I'll say it again. If Pace is sleeping on Pine Forest after a huge win over Tate, Pace will lose. But I think Pace should win this game.
All right, Booker T. Washington at Tate.
Tate's going to bounce back.
Central at Vernon. We know nothing about Vernon.
Right.
That's established because we've said that for 3 days now.
Yeah, home field bias. Give me Central.
Okay, Escambia, Crestview.
I'll take Escambia. The Crestview did me proud. I said they would beat Navarre. They did, but I don't know. Escambia's pretty tough.
All right. Let's see here. Navarre at Gulf Breeze.
Navarre. Gulf Breeze is just – they're coming off a win over Milton. Congratulations, but they are just looking really rough right now.
All right. Milton, West Florida.
Speaking of looking rough, Milton had a lead over Gulf Breeze, couldn't hold on to it. They are still winless on the year, so I got to assume West Florida wins that. I also heard today that is West Florida's homecoming game.
Oh.
So that makes it all the tougher for Milton.
Okay, another game that we consider a flip of the coin, Northview, and we know nothing about Bluntstown, and except they're between Panama City and Tallahassee, and they got a long bridge.
Yeah, I can point the bridge out on a map. I'll take, you said that was who, Northview? I'll take Northview.
Remember the Chiefs up in Northview?
I forget. Oh, okay. Yeah, I had completely lost who you were saying yesterday, and I'm like, who was it again? No offense to Northview, my goodness.
I really missed doing their homecoming parade. I did it for years. I did it for like 10, 11, 12 years. Mm. That community up there is so great. I love them up there. Okay, Pensacola versus another big and bad Alabama team, St. Michael Catholic.
I'm taking Pensacola. I think they're good enough to win. If this was a more struggling Pensacola Tigers team, like the ones we've seen in years past, I would maybe take the Alabama school, but I have faith in our Tigers.
Have you been watching maybe just like TMZ or some of these programs that have lifestyle programming? Have you seen how ridiculous Travis Kelce looks in some of his outfits?
Travis Kelce's always been kind of a goober to me. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean he can't doll himself up.
There is a reason I'm going. There is some madness to my madness. There's some method to my madness.
I thought you just wanted to gossip
about Kelce. No. After I saw him with his little golf cap on a couple of days ago, I went, how does he do that? Okay. Travis Kelce. Not only is he wearing a very unique apparel, he is making his debut as host of a new game show, and Fox's Michelle Polino has more on it.
Fans of the iconic game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Get a new twist in this new game show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?, which premieres on Amazon Prime with Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce at the helm. The series sees contestants who all rely on a classroom full of celebrities from stage, screen, and sports to help them answer 11 questions.
The game show where people can win ridiculous money just by answering questions about stuff we all learned back in elementary school.
I don't know anything about geography.
Me neither.
All of the topics are pulled from elementary curriculum in an effort to win a $100,000 prize. Michelle Polino, yeah. Fox
How
News.
How does that make you feel? A grad from UWF, and these guys are making that kind of money, for making stupid statements like that.
Look, I'm just going to...
I mean, seriously. I don't know anything about geography.
I don't know
four
a lot about...
Now, 4 years, Austin. 4 years of hard studying.
I don't know a lot about geography either.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, by the way. I will say that this is one of the reasons why people are questioning how much longer Travis Kelce's NFL career is. He's got so much more going on. And when you look at how much he's won already, you look at his legacy already being solidified, you look at the Chiefs being past their prime, at least how they've looked so far this season, when you look at all that, I feel like he's close to hanging it up because his heart's just in so many other places. His heart and mind, yeah, are in so many other mediums
right now. But diversity's good. to have something in your back pocket at any given. I say that to radio people or whatever.
Right.
Better have something in your back pocket.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm sure that like he can juggle this stuff, but my gosh, it's just getting more and more. And if he doesn't have to do it, why would he? That's my question.
Okay, 5 o'clock. Brett Baer, Kamala Harris. Right yeah. here, News Radio 92.3. We're covering that live interview like nobody. It's like the dew covering the grass in Kentucky. You ever heard that one before?
I think I have, actually. Okay.
But anyway, coming up 5 o'clock today, Fox is featuring it. Brett Baer, of course, their main anchor, and Kamala Harris, VP candidate for president.
Right.
Get this right here. 5 o'clock on News Radio, 92.3.
Yeah, we'll start the top of the 5 o'clock hour, as we always do, with WEAR. But as soon as we see Kamala sit down with Brett and their interview get underway, we will break in and set that up for you. Yes. All righty, 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Still Navarre Parkway giving us the most issues if you're traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field and approaching Windhaven Beach. Got an accident report or two in that area causing some severe congestion. Then it's just going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And actually, now that I get a closer look here, we do have another accident report. This is going to be on 9 Mile Road just west of I-10, causing some minor congestion over there. Let's see. Somewhere else... that's giving us issue. I don't know why I hesitated. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That is a staple of our traffic updates. How am I acting like I don't know what that road's called? As for the weather, 68 degrees with a low of 49 tonight. Clear skies tomorrow, beautiful Thursday, sunny and clear. High of 71, low of 52. And also be aware that we are on a red flag warning currently until 7 p.m.
And you did that masterfully, by the way.
Thank you.
What's going on with the transition back here from the 110 over to Davis?
We've just got some heavy backups on there. No confirmation of an accident or anything like that. It's just that ramp, if you're traveling northbound on I-110, taking the North Davis Highway exit, it's just backed up.
What's the most you've ever paid for a bottle of wine?
I don't drink.
Give me a figure that you know what a bottle of wine would normal bottle of wine, $10, something like that.
So then I guess $10. Pencil me in for 10.
Because I'm leading into this story, an international fraud ring busted for selling cheap wine at $16,000 a bottle. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more on this trending story.
Police say the gang were printing labels representing famous French vineyards, then gluing the branding to bottles of less prestigious wine. According to French prosecutors, the scam earned its members $2 million. Six people have been arrested in Paris, France, and the Italian cities of Turin and Milan. The ringleader is said to be a Russian national. During the raids, officers seized bottles, stickers and wax products, machines worth $1.5 million and over $100,000 of cash. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Always a crook somewhere. Hey, not many days left to enjoy an extended amount of sunlight. Look outside. Go ahead and look outside because just in a few days from right now, it will be dark. In 18 days, it is the end of daylight savings time. Look at the frowns on those faces out there. one potential health benefit of DST, it does promote healthy lifestyles by letting people enjoy more outdoor activities. Sunday, mark it on there, November 3rd. Turn the clocks back an hour to Central Standard Time. I hate it. I like daylight savings.
I like the sunlight being out for longer. Stock numbers here. Wall Street closing with stocks higher at the closing bell. The Dow gained 337 points to 4377. The S&P 500 rose by 27 points to 5842. And the NASDAQ gained 51 points to 18367.
Oh, by the way, if you go up to our website, you can read that story I just gave you a second ago. I'll let you hear all about what's going on with DST. And you know, it's political, you know, but I thought for sure years ago they passed daylight savings time for Florida, then got all complicated with the lawmakers, and now we're still dealing with daylight savings time,
right?
Even though the voters wanted to change it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever you say, man.
Okay. You're looking for we talked about this a couple of days ago about holiday jobs, getting ready, you know,
yes,
getting the resumes ready, because the competition is going to be fierce. And you know why the competition is? It used to be traditionally young people would go out and get the holiday jobs, things like that. But folks, Social Security don't get it anymore for retirees. It does not cover the bills. So what you're seeing, more senior citizens, older people that maybe have retired or so figured it out. Hey, man, I can't make it with what we're making there in terms of not making from Social Security. 2.5% increase next year.
Yeah.
That is $1,000 below the poverty level. But they're still giving billions of dollars to our friends in foreign countries, not
yes.
taking care of the Americans.
Marinating that one while we take
Don't
a break
get
here.
Me started, Austin.
4:50. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, the sequel to the hit horror film Smile expected to get off to a type of start at the box office. A good one? A bad one? I don't know. You'll have to listen to find out. All that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:53 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Chris, what do you got?
What do you think a big guy would think if I went in there and asked him for, hey, would you mind hiring a dance partner for me in the afternoon show when you're playing all this music?
I think they'd say, that's a waste of money.
He'd probably say, go back into the control room. Probably
that's
so.
Exactly what it is.
Okay, it's 4:53. Hope you're having a good afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. J.C. Penney is hosting a 3-day national hiring event ahead of a busy holiday shopping season. We were teasing on this just a second ago.
Right.
Fox's Christian Goodwin has more on this.
The chain looking to hire at least 10,000 seasonal workers all across the nation, noting roles include assisting customers in store, fulfilling orders, and keeping shelves stocked. Through Friday, those interested can apply at their local JCPenney store or by visiting jobs.jcp.com. An executive says they're looking for folks who embody JCPenney's golden rule to treat others as we want to be treated, noting benefits for seasonal workers include an employee discount of up to 25% off any purchase, flexible schedules, noting stores are closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, and career advancement opportunities. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Fox, Brett, Kamala, 5 p.m. today. It's
yes.
The interview you waited for. Brett is going to interview Kamala Harris. in just a few minutes, about 5 minutes from right now. So thanks for having us on, and you're on. Enjoy that. I think you're going to.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be about 30 minutes, correct?
That's what they were saying, yes.
All right, so, you know, they may fudge the numbers a bit, but that's what we're penciling in, 30 minutes. All righty, we'll get that last quick check at the roads and weather very quickly here for you. Got two accident reports to touch on. Got some heavy congestion on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling eastbound towards I-10. Got an accident report there causing you issues. And if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, passing Hurlburt Field and approaching Windhaven Beach, got some heavy congestion from an accident reported there. Outside of that, it's just some of the usual spots. As for the weather, 68 degrees, red flag warning until 7 p.m. Tonight's low is 49. Tomorrow, beautiful, sunny, clear day, high of 71, low of 52.
Zoo problems. Some good, some bad. Washington, D.C. is once again home to a pair of pandas. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
Two pandas from China landed at Dulles International Airport this morning to make a new home at the National Zoo in Washington. The three-year-old bears named Bao Li and King Bao are expected to spend some time in quarantine and an acclimation period before the public can see them. Nearly a year ago, three pandas from the zoo were sent back to China, but in November, China's president announced the continuation of a panda exchange program. The two new giant pandas are part of a 10-year agreement with the Chinese government. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the real bad part of this equation, a tragic mystery at the Hong Kong Zoo. Nine monkeys dead in 2 days. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more.
Four white-faced sakis, three cotton-top tamarins, a Debratsa's monkey, and a common squirrel monkey, all dead, and no one knows why. The Hong Kong Zoological and Botanical Gardens has sealed off and disinfected its mammal section. Autopsies and toxicology tests are now taking place. Hong Kong's government is leading the investigation. Animal rights group PETA says the deaths are worrying, raising concerns about possible zoonotic diseases that can jump from animals to humans. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, a good animal story to make the segue on, but it's positive. After weeks of battling a bacterial illness, the dogs of Santa Rosa Animal Services are once again healthy and cleared for adoption. The illnesses cause dogs to have symptoms such as coughing, sneezing, and discharge from the eyes. In the last week, eight dogs have been adopted from the shelter's foster home program. And there's some good information to pass on.
Yes, and I hinted at this before the break a few minutes ago. The sequel to the hit horror film Smile expected to get off to a scary good start at the box office. Smile 2 is projected to bring in between $20 and $25 million in its first weekend in theaters. In 2022, Smile made over $22 million in its debut. A lot of twos there. The film follows a pop singer who starts to see disturbing events happening in front of her as she heads out on tour.
Well, I saw the trailer on that. Very interesting. And I'm not really in for, like, real scary movies type thing.
Right.
But this trailer was pretty good. So I might have to venture into a local theater and check that one out.
All right.
But I've seen a lot of the roll of that trailer all the time. Heavy, right. Heavy frequency on that thing. Hey, the Cobb Resource Center is going to get a new extended life after receiving $1.7 million from the city to save that facility. Mayor Reeves on Tuesday confirmed the funding will be used to make essential repairs. That building was built back in 1966. The center has undergone at least two rehabs over the past 30 years. Reeves described the Cobb Center as a huge community and historical asset. Repairs to that facility will start sometime next summer.
Hey, look, I think I've sprung this type of teaser on you before, Chris, but I'll do it again.
Hey,
did you know that we have Floridian college football tonight?
Come on.
We do. We've got two games, actually, in college football on tonight.
Is tonight Wednesday?
Yes. At 6 o'clock, we got Western Kentucky at Sam Houston. That's a good one. Western Kentucky's 4-2. Sam Houston's 5-1. And then at 8 o'clock, we got Florida International. They're 2-4 on the season. Not too good, but at least they're not UTEP. They go to El Paso to take on the Miners. UTEP's 0-6 this year.
Is Ashikan. I've been practicing this.
Sometimes we have segues, Hizashi other times God. We just plow right through.
Hizashi-kun is debuting at this year's Fufu Fest. Pretty proud of myself for getting that right today. The Japanese pop culture event is scheduled at the First United Methodist Church. It happens on Friday, November 8th, Saturday, November 9th. Music, fashion, cosplay artists will be on site. And as we describe this to you, it's kind of like maybe a prelude into Pensacon. Getting that cosplay environment out there, you know, people dressing up and
right.
Kind of going through it. Because I love Pensacon. Oh, my goodness. I look forward to that every single year. So here's a little bit of taste for you, maybe to suffice having to wait for a few more months.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.